The Man in the Iron Mask.
When King Louis realizes that he will not be able to marry Cardinal Mazarin's niece, he returns to Paris embittered and hard, and in a strange frame of mind. But once again, the king is surprised when he sees the Infanta, who now, in a modish black gown with pearls, once again looks attractive, a little different to the dowdy Spanish princess who arrived at the court a week before. In an undertone, he confesses to Letellier that he thinks that he will not be as displeased as he originally thought. And so he walks to the altar and there goes through the marriage ceremony in the presence of the Spanish ambassador and the Spanish nobles who happen to be in Paris at that moment. After the ceremony, they retire to the red banquet room where the toasts are drunk, and there amid all talk, Cardinal Mazarin suddenly approaches the king.
Well, today we have witnessed a supreme diplomatic move.
And now I have a queen.
Not officially, Your Majesty, but by law, Maria Theresa is now your wife. I notice already that the French court is having its influence. Quite a number remarked on her beauty as she stood in the chapel today.
Just as I was thinking. Maybe it isn't such a bad bargain after all.
You will forget that there ever was such a woman as my niece.
Your niece?
Yes.
My Lord Cardinal, I've always been curious. You know, I'm your king, and I'm not particularly flattered that you find me undesirable where your niece is concerned.
You? Undesirable? Your Majesty will have your joke.
But I'm not joking.
Far be it from me to do anything but praise the King of France.
And yet you wouldn't allow this marriage. And you are but my subject.
You choose a strange time to talk of this matter.
Simply because it intrigues me. Oh, I know you treat me as a child. I know you think I have a child's mind.
I have known you ever since you were a baby.
But take care you do not go too far, my Lord Cardinal. I know I'm in your debt. I know you manage my affairs very cleverly. And several times when there's been a crisis, your diplomatic moves have saved the day. But have a care.
Your Majesty, I find you in a strange mood. Have I done anything but good for you?
I didn't think you would ever understand. Still, if I'm to live this life that you order, I shall live it to the fullest. I shall enjoy all there is to offer, including my queen. Look at her, my Lord Cardinal, standing by the windows. What a transformation. When she came here, her brow was like thunder and she spoke in monosyllables. And now she laughs and jokes. There's a light in her eye. Believe it or believe it not, she behaved like a coquette as we walked down towards the altar.
Your Majesty chooses to joke now. I think Your Majesty has had a glass too much.
No, indeed. This is the wine of excitement running through my veins. After all, this is my wedding day.
If you would choose to believe that it is merely a clever diplomatic move. Actually, Your Majesty, the princess will be returned to her suite until the day of her wedding. We must think of our French public.
Oh, then we're to be parted. Well, in that case, I must go and talk with her. Wait not a minute before the happy day when she shall be publicly proclaimed my wife. You may withdraw, my Lord Cardinal.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
Maria!
Your Majesty?
Uh-huh, but it isn't Your Majesty any longer. This is Louis. Oh, not your Louis yet. I believe we're to be parted very shortly.
Parted?
Yes, indeed, until the official marriage. Ah, I see a look of disappointment in your eye. A roguish look of disappointment. You little coquette.
Why? Louis, what did you say?
Coquette. Now then, little wench, those aren't real brushes, surely. The byplay in the church. Oh, you're more forward than I.
Louis, this is strange talk. And I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, it isn't like you. Oh, Louis, you didn't mean what you said.
Well, didn't you mean what you did when you pressed my arm in the church? And then that roguish...
Stop it. Stop it.
What? You talk to me like this? I think you forget that I'm your husband, your king. I have a care with that tongue. It seems to be escaping you once again.
Louis, you're behaving so strangely, looking at me so strangely. You've been drinking again.
Yes. Drinking in your beauty. Those lovely eyes and that figure. So cunningly molded now.
Louis, I won't stand here and listen. This is in poor taste. You behave like a horrible old roué.
Just a moment.
Go, my bitch. Louis, please. The others will notice.
If I let go your wrist, remember to keep a civil tongue in your head in the future. Remember that I'm your king and your husband. And you'll do as I say.
Yes, Papa?
Marguerite, there is a bowl of broth here on the kitchen table. Won't you take a little of it? After you prepare food, you draw aside and stare into the fire. You never eat.
But I'm not hungry, Papa.
But you will waste away. 3 days you've been home and not a bite to eat. You're fretting for him, aren't you?
Yes, Papa. Wondering where he is, what he's doing, whether he is still safe.
He must be safe. He must be among influential friends, for he told you that you would be released, and you were.
But to know where he is, that would be my one consolation. And if only I could see him just for a moment. No, Papa, you don't know what he went through in that prison. That terrible mask on his face.
What a grim instrument of torture. Why was he punished, I wonder? A good man like that.
I don't know. There are other questions, too, Papa. Why was I taken and put into prison? I fear we have a mortal enemy. Somebody who wishes death to us both.
Don't say that.
But it's true. I was to die. And if it hadn't been for that kind warder changing cells for me, I would have been taken out and executed. Papa, if only I knew who was behind it all. We've never done anybody any harm, neither Edmund nor I.
No, there are no two finer people in the world.
And I do love him so. Perhaps it's wrong to love so deeply. Understand, Papa, that my mind is always upon him, wondering where he is and how he fares. I see his face in that fire, and later in the embers, there he is again. When I go to bed at night and close my eyes, I can hear his voice. I can see us running down the hillside from the castle up there. We were happy in those days. Laughing, carefree. Not a trouble in the world. Yet now... Now...
Everything will come all right, dear Margaret. When two people love as you and Edmund, there is a providence which will guide you both. For love is the strongest bond in this world. With you and Edmund, it's something spiritual, something which rises above mere mortals. You will be together again, dear Marguerite, because you have faith, and more important still, because you have courage.
I suppose the jailers will wonder why the King of France comes so often to the Bastille.
Still, I think it's safer than sending for Martiali and bringing him to the palace, Your Majesty. Mm-hmm. You never can tell. Somebody may see him one of these days.
Quite true, quite true. And now that we have our most excellent humor for him, these trips will not be necessary ever again. Oh, this is the cell, I think.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Well, open the door. Don't keep His Majesty waiting.
Oh, 1,000 sergeants, Your Majesty.
And now off with you. Down to the end of the passage and wait.
Yes, sir. His Majesty, please.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Your Majesty.
I hope you slept well in your familiar abode.
I'm afraid I didn't sleep at all. I was worried, Your Majesty. The wedding, did everything go according to plan?
Oh, listen to him, Matilda. The interest he takes. I think he would have been happy if I'd been able to keep my arrangements and force him to marry the Infanta. Would you, brother? Would you like to have been the husband of the Infanta of Spain? with her dark eyes and her long lashes and those languorous looks?
Since the situation would have been impossible, Your Majesty, I wouldn't even think about it.
Well, I have given it a great deal of thought. Anyhow, I've come here to deliver personally to you some interesting news.
Yes, Your Majesty?
An island has been found.
An island?
An island where you may spend the rest of your life. And you can count yourself lucky, my good brother, that you were not left in the heavy iron mask which would eventually have strangled or smothered you. But on this island, a charming island, is that not so, Cotelia?
A very beautiful island, Your Majesty, and not far from the coast.
Yes, a charming island where you can stay for the rest of your days in peace. Incidentally, I will have a little peace, too, knowing that my counterpart is not walking around Paris. Oh, he should be dead, you know, Letellier. It would have been much safer.
That is for Your Majesty to decide. But His Majesty made a bargain. And His Majesty would never break his word, I'm quite sure.
You've been useful to me, Edmund. You may be useful again. So, you will be dispatched to your island at the end of the week. Another mask will be fashioned.
Another mask?
Oh, but do not be afraid. It will be light and easy to wear. Its only job being to conceal your features if strangers land on the island. Letellier will supervise all arrangements.
Thank you, Your Majesty. But there's still one detail.
And what is that?
It would make no difference to you, Your Majesty. But there happens to be a young woman with whom I am in love. Could I take her there too as my wife?
A young woman? But how interesting, Edmund. Tell me more. Who is she? And where does she live? I said, who is she and where does she live?
She would not interest you, Your Majesty. But could I take her with me? That will be all I'd ever ask of you.